Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Well, I just got out my little red book the minute that you said goodbye. I thumbed right through my little red book. I wasn't gonna sit and cry. And I went from A to Z. I took out every pretty girl in town. They danced with me. And as I held them, all I did was talk about you. Hear your name and I start to cry. There's just no getting over you. Ever replace your charms. And each girl in my little red book knows you're the one I'm thinking of. Oh, won't you please come back? Without your precious love, I can't go on. Where can love be? I need you so much. All I did was talk about you. Hear your name and I start to cry. There's just no getting over you. Without your precious love, I can't go on. It's haunting me. I need you so much. All I did was talk about you. Hear your name and I start to cry. There's just no getting over you. All I did was talk about you. Hear your name and I start to cry.
Gotta love a bit of love. Thank you, Matt Haig. Always a nice vibe in the studio when he comes in. A really nice vibe. Let's get rid of that vibe. Let's invite Alan Caddick onto the show. Good evening, Alan.
I'm not happy.
Whoa! Alan is down. What's the matter with you? Hang on a minute. I feel like I've written a classic reggae song from the 1970s. This song doesn't exist, but I've written it. Here it goes. Oh, Alan is down. What the matter with you? I'm doing like reggae. But imagine I'm like Carl Douglas or someone. If there are any reggae producers, if Lee Scratch Perry is listening, here's this. I'm going to give it to you. You go make a dub mix. Here we go. Just be quiet, Alan, because this could be big for me. It could be a big moment. This is my reggae crossover. Oh, Alan is down. What the matter with ya? Oh, Alan is down. What the matter with ya? Oh, Alan is down. What the matter with ya? His woman, she go run away.
I wanted to ask Matt a question.
Go on then.
I wanted to ask Matt, is autism linked to mental health?
Oh, well, he's not a doctor, so he may not know, but I'm sure. I think everything is linked to mental health, Alan.
Yeah, because I don't want to fully understand my Asperger syndrome fully.
Well, again, he's not a doctor.
But I wanted his opinion on it.
Okay, but Okay, but that contradicts your previous question. He's not a doctor, so he wouldn't have been able to answer things like that.
All right.
Yeah, maybe go and see a doctor or Google it.
Google a nice book about it.
Yeah.
Maybe I could write my own book about Mr. Autism.
Oh, mate, I tell you, there would be so many people, including me. I would love to read a book by you, Alan, and that's not even me joking. That is genuine. I would love to read a book by A. Caddick.
Interesting. And so how do I go about... The next thing is, how do I go about writing a book?
Now, Matt could have answered that question, actually.
Yes, he could have.
Let's go. Can we get Matt back? He could. I don't know, man, because I've tried to write a book, Alan, and I've got about, after 4 years, I've got about 30,000 words. I'm still 50,000 words shy of a book. Enough hours, man. I don't know, because I've tried. Have you tried?
Well, I've tried. I've written a short story once.
Yeah. Oh, really?
A spoof James Bond story.
Is there any chance you could either send it to me or read it to me?
I can read you the only paragraph.
What, you've only written one paragraph?
No, because I can remember the opening paragraph.
Here we go. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. Alan Caddick's Bond story.
Have you got the Bond music?
I have always got the Bond music to hand. You know me. Hang on a minute.
We need the gun barrel first.
All right. Hang on a minute. Bond opening theme. Here we go. Here it comes. Here it comes. All right, this is it. Here it comes. Oh, it's an advert. 3, 2, 1. Here it comes. Here we go. Here it comes.
It was a cold, windy night in Swapsa. James Bond was lurking in a graveyard when suddenly he turned because he thought he heard something. He slowly holstered out his Walter PPK and turned around slowly. And then a voice said behind him, "I've been waiting for you, Mr. Bond." He turned around and saw Goldfinger standing in front of him. He said, "What are you doing here?" I said, "I have come to take you out, but I am not alone." When he came, as he was coming towards him, Knick Knack, Tee Hee, and Mayday was coming in other directions to ambush him. When suddenly he woke up, what if a dream or the beginning of a long nightmare?
Well, if he woke up, it was just a dream.
Well, was it the beginning of a long nightmare?
Well, it may have been the beginning of a short nightmare, but he woke up, so it ended.
No, but that was a pre-title sequence, which is no relation to the actual plot.
You idiot, of course. Ian, stop interrupting.
What was he doing loitering in a graveyard?
Because his wife, he was visiting his wife's grave.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, very, sad that, wasn't it?
Very macabre. Well, Alan, do you know what? It's a yes from me. I would, have you actually got it written, typed up?
I've got a hard copy at home.
Mate, you've got to get that to me. We have got to read that on the air. Please.
OK, I'll dig it out and I'll send it, yeah.
Bless you, brother. Thank you, Alan. Take care, mate.
Thank you.
Ta-ta. There we go.
The classic dream awakened ending.
There's your video for tonight, guys. There's your video. Send that. Do we know, speaking of books, do we know if has Gerard been in touch about the logbook?
No.
The logbook, for those new to the show,
I've abducted it.
It's a book which we are sending out to the listeners. We sent it out to Eben, was the first one, a couple of weeks ago. And Catherine and I don't want to look in it until New Year's Eve. And we want you to keep track of what is happening on the show for us. And we're trusting you to do it and to do it properly. Don't put swears in because we might, you know, kids might fill it in and stuff. So don't, you know, but we're trusting you to put in what is happening in the show and nothing else, no fiction. But we sent it to Gerard last week. He'll have it by now.
Yeah.
He's not phoned up to say, "Oh, I've got it." And to be honest, Gerard is not a particularly regular caller. So I bet Gerard is Scott Mills. I bet he's Scott Mills. And next week, Scott Mills is going to be doing the Scott Mills logbook. It's a lot of fun. So, Gerard, if you're listening, buddy, where the hell's our book, man? Let's go to Jonathan. Good evening, Jonathan.
How you doing, Ian? You're all right, mate?
I'm very, very well, Jonathan, yes.
How was that heart attack? I see it was very stressful for you and you got through it, okay.
It was a dark time, man. It was a dark time. I'm all right.
We're all through it now. We're feeling your pain.
You weren't feeling the pain. That's the thing. Only I could actually feel that pain, but I appreciate your words of support, brother. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Do you remember me, though? Are you like this, man?
Sorry?
Throw me aside. Took the piss out of my alcoholism.
I remember this guy. He's an asshole. I can't understand what you're saying.
We always got on.
No, we didn't, Jonathan. You're an obnoxious prick.
No, not really.
Yeah, really.
I was never the one to make it personal.
Except everything you said was a personal criticism of me. Jonathan, how would you like to attack me this evening?
No, not at all. Ian, I've seen you come strong. You've been through a lot of stuff. You know, and you're fine now. And then it's respect for you now. It is respect. Okay. Always admire someone who's come through so much personal owl attacks and suicide attempts and the rest of it.
Well, I've never actually had a suicide attempt, but thanks. But you've always had respect for people who've come through owl attacks, have you? Well, that's great to know. I'm starting a survivors group for...
What was it? Snowy owl? Brown owl? Which one?
I don't know, mate. I didn't see it.
Which one was she?
I don't know, mate.
Call against.
I don't know, mate.
Take these owls on.
I don't know. It was behind me.
Donald Trump is coming into this country now.
He's in this country.
He needs to be in. Where are these owl attacks? We need to know what kind of owl.
Anyway, I'm starting a support group called OATS. That's Owl Attack Terror Support. And if you have been affected by any
Where were you? I just wanted to know the area because I don't want to go there no more, you know.
It was a little lay-by. It was a lay-by off the A40, which I later found out...
You weren't dogging, were you?
I later found out it was a gay cruising spot, and I did not know that. I did not know that when I went there.
This is the Jonathan I like. Come on, man.
You're Jonathan, I'm Ian, and you're also drunk. It was a gay cruising area. I went there because I'd just come back from New York City. It was the first bit of greenery I saw. And, and I'll address an issue that was raised online. The reason I had my belt loosened is because I had terrible indigestion from all of the aeroplane food.
As you do.
Yes.
As you do.
So
yes,
anyone trying to make this into some kind of sexual adventure, you better have a good lawyer.
Ian, respect. Man, you're doing it. You're going to get that place on Channel 4 plus one...
Well, if you're on Channel 4 plus 1, that means you're also on Channel 4. So, but I don't particularly want to be on TV anymore, Jonathan.
Why is that?
Because I don't particularly like it. It's like.
But you were good. You were good.
Oh, I'm the best. I'm the best.
No, you had that.
I'm the best talent. I'm the best.
You had that talent. Sorry to interrupt you, but you've seen that thing resurfacing now where Ali
does.
Sorry, that where Ali G is going against Donald Trump.
No, he's not.
No. Did you see that clip?
No. Yeah, I saw that back in the day, man. I used to host the show. Jonathan,
yeah, I know you did.
Jonathan, you send out a very toxic vibe. Can we get to the thrust? Can we get to the thrust of this call? Because I really want to talk about the Build-A-Bear.
What, that one where they're doing it for a pal? God, they've got them kids got massacred. The kids being stamped on,
they're
being all walked over.
Nope.
You know, our people in the 50s are being massacred.
Okay.
It's not great.
What is your drug of choice tonight? Because I don't think it's booze.
Oh, heroin. Heroin. We've gone on. It's cheap these days. It's very cheap.
I'm getting a cokey vibe off you.
A coke? Really?
That's the vibe I'm getting.
Yeah, but no one does that these days. You've been for that phrase, haven't you?
I've been through that phrase.
Yeah, but everyone, Jonathan,
I'm going to let you go, mate. Thanks for your call.
Have a nice chat, Andrew. Cheers, Ian.
There we go. Ugh, obnoxious person.
And he'll ring back and back and back.
Of course he will. 0344 499 1000. We've got Angela next, followed by Andre, unless someone good calls him. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm Jamie East.
Now, as well as being on Talk Radio every afternoon between 1 and 4pm, I've just started a brand new podcast that I wanted to tell you about. It's called Talk Film. We've got interviews with the big stars like Martin Freeman, Tandy Newton, Josh Brolin, loads of them. And also all of the reviews of the week's big releases. There's a new episode every Thursday, available through Apple Podcasts and your favourite podcast app. Just search for Talk Film and give it a whirl. If you like it, please hit that subscribe button.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Experience the unconventional,
evening, boss.
The unpredictable,
what's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm Jamie East. Now, as well as being on Talk Radio every afternoon between 1 and 4pm, I've just started a brand new podcast that I wanted to tell you about. It's called Talk Film. We've got interviews with the big stars like Martin Freeman, Tandy Newton, Josh Brolin, loads of them. And also all of the reviews of the week's big releases. There's a new episode every Thursday, available through Apple Podcasts and your favourite podcast app. Just search for Talk Film and give it a whirl. If you like it, please hit that subscribe button.
The wild man of late night radio.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
44499 1000 is the telephone number. Kasif, call in again, man. Kasif's tweeting me. I don't know why Kasif is tweeting. You can call in again, you know, at this time of the night. People want a bit of double bubble. I'm happy for a bit of double bubble the last 25 minutes of the show. I don't care, man. I don't care. A little bit of the old...
DB.
The old double bubble. I want to give you some double bubble. Let's see if we've got anything in the old... And then those papers. I'm really enjoying... I'm really enjoying experimenting with voices.
Are you?
I wonder if you can find a new voice. Can you... Ah, okay. So we have our voices. Now, voices change throughout life, as mainly because of gravity. Mm-hmm. Gravity, for men with their testicles dropping, it deepens the voice, and you can tell how deep someone's voice is going to be by the size of their testicles. That's a fact. There's a way of measuring. You know this. This isn't even a joke. I heard it on Radio 4. There's a term of measurement for testicles, and it's something like, oh, what's the word? I had a program about it. Google testicle measurement. There's a word for it, and it's like onions or
acorns.
It might be acorn or clementines.
No, shut up.
It's something, and the size of a man's testicles generally, unless it's a medical issue, dictate
orchidometer.
Orchidometer based on orchids. Mm-hmm. Right, that's it. Thank you. And they measure testicles compared to orchids. And the bigger the measurement, the deeper the voice is going
to
be.
Goes from 1 to 25.
Wowzers. And can you do the voices for each one?
1, 2, 3.
Let's just skip to 25.
24.
Right.
25.
It's you want to know someone who's got a famous person who's got 25, size 25 testicles? It's the guy who does the last Way On Down at the end of Way Down by Elvis Presley. The very, very last one at the end of the record. He's a 25. So gravity plays a big part in voices changing. But I wonder, is it possible to, like, we can teach ourselves to have a different walk.
Uh-huh.
And we can change the way we look by getting a new haircut, and we can train ourselves to get all kinds of affectations. Can we train ourselves a new voice?
Yeah. You can. Of course you can.
No, but so that is then your speaking voice, and you're not putting it on. So if I imagine that my speaking voice was like this, I'm putting it on, and maybe in a moment of deep relaxation, I might go back to my normal voice, which mm-hmm. is this, right? But could I train myself? Could I teach myself? Could I imprint? I guess I mean like those little plastic records you get in the back of Action Man. Could I imprint this voice to make it my own real voice, so that it is my real voice?
What about people that get that that get a bang on the head and then suddenly start speaking what people say is Chinese, but it isn't?
No, they don't. This is that story is always nonsense, because they never actually start speaking Chinese. They just start talking a bit like that.
And people, racists, yeah, say that sounds like Chinese.
They just start talking a bit like that. And people go, and Mum woke up and she spoke Chinese.
But their voice has changed.
Yeah, but it's not...
they're not doing it on purpose.
They're not doing it on purpose. Thank you very much indeed. So I would need a blow on my head for my voice to become like that. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Can you teach yourself?
I think you can. Isn't that what the point of going to drama school was?
Oh, yeah.
Because they all ended up having their voices changed.
Yes.
And they projected a lot more, so they would go deeper.
Yes.
And louder.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
And you'd have people speaking very, very much like this, and they're from Liverpool.
Well, Howard Hughes. Mm-hmm. Howard Hughes is a Scouser.
Mm-hmm.
And when he does a Scouse accent to prove he's from Liverpool, it really sounds like a fake Scouse accent. Yeah. I always think, well, that's... So he's taught himself... So. Okay, well, okay, so you can change accent.
Oh, you can change your accent. Mine's not
but
the same as
it change, was. Can you change timbre?
Yeah, I guess you can.
Isn't that funny?
Like, Lauren, do that the I read Lauren Bacall's autobiography, which is great.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't care. She does not care about anything. And she was taught, when she first started acting, that she had to lower her voice. And that was the whole point. Lower and slower. Because women at that point were all talking like that.
Yeah.
So
did you do that again?
Talking terribly like that.
Gosh.
That's
unsettled in distant memory. Let's hear Richard's voice. Good evening, Richard.
Are you, Ian? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, Richard. What have you got for us tonight?
I just wanted to say thank you for getting me through winter, because I listen to you and Cass every night, and you got me through winter, basically. Like, I've been through deep 2 detoxes. I've got mental health problems, and you really helped me out. I listen to you every night through winter, and you know.
Well, thank you, man. That's a very kind thing.
You got me through winter.
Yeah. What about spring and summer? We're nearly in autumn.
Say thank you. That's all.
Oh well, hey, listen, man. That's very kind of you. How is life treating you now?
I've got 5 children. I've got my son's in the army.
Oh.
My wife's left me because I've got mental health problems.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
But you know, you two got me through this winter.
Who is your favourite out of me and Kath? And be honest.
Kath's a bitch. You're all right.
Whoa, whoa! Hang on a minute.
She's a bitch, yeah.
She what?
And I was just like, she's a bitch to you.
No, hang on a minute. I know you're saying that as a joke, but I have to flag up that Kath is my best mate. And and I know you don't mean it like... Hang on a minute. Mental health issues to one side. I know you don't mean it like that, but the term bitch is very, very, very rude. Very rude and a very hurtful word.
Do you think?
I know. It's a very hurtful word. And... Okay.
That's probably why my wife's left me there.
I think we're starting to get a good idea as to why. you know, you have just said something very, very hurtful about my best mate. And if we were, you know, if we were not within the confines of the studio, I would tell you to F off and I would suggest that Catherine and I move away. So just...
I'm sorry, Ian. I'm sorry.
You don't have to apologise to me, man.
It's just... I'm on morphine. I've got
to be honest, I couldn't... you know what? I respect that. Of course I do. But I couldn't care less in as much as...
I just wanted to say thank you, Ian, for getting me through winter. You know, April was snowing and he
Okay. Listen, dude. I really appreciate that, but I would really like it. But I would really like it if you would apologise for calling my best mate a bitch.
No, she's a bitch.
Right, well then, do you know what, Richard? Apologies to the people on YouTube, but you would have heard my true feelings on the radio. I'm sorry about that, Kath.
Not your fault.
No. Because I thought that was starting out as a nice, fun... I thought that was starting out as a really nice... if you didn't hear it, you won't have heard it at home. I told him to F off, because I'm not having that. I thought that was a nice, heartwarming thing, and I thought maybe he'd just... I gave him the benefit of the doubt and thought he'd just overstepped banter. As some people do with us, they overstep banter. but no, he was a dick. He was an absolute dick, and I think we know exactly why his wife left him. I'm really sorry.
That's all right.
No, but you're, that upsets me that someone would speak to you like
well,
that.
Well, I know it's not true, so...
Wow. That upsets
fancy
me.
Fancy saying that to someone, anyone, but saying that to someone you don't know.
I'm sorry,
but
mate.
Thinking that you would get it.
Yeah, thinking I was in on the gag. No, not at all. No, here's the thing. Me and Kath are allowed to slag each other off. That's it, right? Because we know each other very, very well, and there is a lot of affection in our... Sometimes Kath takes it a bit too far, if I'm honest, but there is a lot of affection in our... You know, we take the mick out of each other in the way that mates that know each other very well can do, but you can't. It's what I'm saying, and if you do have a go at her, I'm sticking up for her, and if you have a go at me, she does the same thing, man. So that was out of order, Richard. That was
I don't think that
order.
Was about me.
No, what do you think it was about?
I think that was about his problems with women.
Yeah, I suspect so.
Because I know I didn't deserve that.
No, not at all, not at all. And again, I don't think that went out on the radio. If it did, sorry. On YouTube, I'm really sorry there. The Late Night Alternative, Martin Onions, is on in 15 minutes. This is Talk Radio.
Late Night Conversation, wealth, losing sleep over.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
I just turned around and I've just got a waft of myself and I'm a bit smelly.
Are you?
Yeah, I am a little bit.
I can't smell anything.
Okay, well, I am. So, there. The Who have revived plans for a movie biopic?
I never know. I always say biopic, but...
I think it's... I mean, it's biography picture, but it's... So it should be biopic, but I think it's biopic. Biopic of their infamous Wild drummer Keith Moon, Roger Daltrey and Pete Townsend have hired a new rock writer for the project, which fell apart 5 years ago. Daltrey admitted that he is concerned that the film must not become a story about the band, but solely on Moon's madcap antics over 2 decades before his death in 1970. Here's the thing, I used to buy totally into the Keith Moon myth, and that, there's a wonderful biography about him called Dear Boy, and then like a few years ago, I thought, God, I bet he was a real pain in the ass. What a nightmare. What an absolute... It's like having a sugared up 9-year-old all the time.
I was just thinking exactly that.
What a nightmare. He's an incredible drummer. Absolutely incredible drummer. But, you know, he used to dress up as Hitler and go goose-stepping around Golders Green. I mean...
Top bands, lads.
I mean... Really... Many thought the project was dead after a string of producers and writers tried to carve a drama. Daltrey admitted, there is a pulse and we are working on it. It's not about The Who. It's a film about a drummer who happened to be in The Who. I just think, man alive. When I was growing up, my favourite heroes were all rock stars that had taken a load of drugs, right? So Syd Barrett, Brian Wilson, Keith Moon, Arthur Lee... And all of these, it all sounded so cool and exciting. And then when I was much older, I went, oh, yeah, those people either died really young or they went nuts and spent decades hiding, either in the case of Syd Barrett in a council house in Cambridge, not coming out, or Brian Wilson, he spent 3 years in bed, you know. And it never dawned on me that their lives were miserable. I never took that part of the story in. The only bit I took in was them taking acid and cocaine and having wild adventures and crazy times and having lots and lots of sex. And but in those books, they should also write about the next day, the come down and and I never took that. It took the downside of that stuff in, unfortunately. So I went and did my own experiments. And
you found the downside yourself.
I found the downside myself. So VR units, and I could start charging for this because I've got a VR unit. Right. VR units can help cure cancer.
No,
they can't. Fear of heights can be beaten by using virtual reality to simulate being perched on a 10th floor balcony.
Right.
But it can, because for a significant number of cases, phobias, which is an irrational fear, the fear of spiders can be overcome. I've overcome my fear of spiders. Was it a phobia? I don't know. Probably not. It was a fear, but I don't think it was a phobia, you know. But I can pretty, the boys called me in, there was a spider in the house the other day, I managed to pick it up and chuck it out the window. So, you know, I taught myself to overcome it.
But it's about having that inner conversation with yourself and saying, this is not dangerous, this is, what was it you were saying in the jungle? This is perfectly safe.
Perfectly safe. It was. I had to constantly say that flipping thing 100 feet up in the air, this is perfectly safe, this is perfect. All the time I was thinking, if I'm honest, I can say this now. I was thinking about, I think it's Michael Lush, the guy that died on the Noel Edmonds show.
Oh, God.
I was 100 feet up in the air thinking of Michael Lush. Honestly, I don't say that as a joke. And then when I jumped for that star, and I was told several times, you've just got to hold on to it. You can't fall because you've got your harness, but you've got to hold on to it and it stays there. And just before I did it, I said to Anna Deck, well, like, how far will I fall? They said, oh, no, you won't fall. So when I started falling 100 feet, I was thinking of Michael Lush. I thought, shit. I'm dead. This is another one of those stunts gone wrong. Honestly, I was terrified.
Then when you didn't know it was a bungee?
Didn't know it was a bungee. Then when I'm plummeting towards the floor, thinking, I'm dead, man. I'm dead. And then as I went up, I realised it was a bungee and I just called them winkers. You effing winkers!
That was a proper moment, that, though.
That was horrendous. But it was genuinely, for those who don't know the Michael Lush story, Noel Edmonds had a show, was it the Late Late Breakfast Show? It was one of those shows he had before his house party. And he would pick a viewer at random and then spin a wheel, and they would then have 7 days to do a stunt that they would do live on the show the next week. And it was this guy, I think his name was Michael Lush, and he was going to be taught to be an escapologist, but it was going to be in like a big sort of metal crate suspended 100 feet in the air from a crane. And the stunt, not on TV, but in the week, a couple of days before the show, the stunt went wrong and the crane dropped and this guy was killed. And it was a huge thing. And genuinely, I was thinking of that, because things can go wrong. Mm. You've all seen the footage of, you've all laughed, even though it's actually horrible footage, of Anthea Turner getting set alight.
Yeah.
And we've watched it and we've all sniggered, even though it's horrible. Another one that we've all sniggered at, but is horrible, is Bobby Davro in The Stocks. Have you seen that?
No, I don't think I have.
Well, allow me to...
I was thinking of the Michael Jackson Pepsi thing. His hair set on fire.
Yep. Let me show you this.
That's one of the contributing factors to his problems later on, so they say.
I'm going to show you this. This is horrible, right?
Well...
No one dies, but it's horrible, right? So this is a famous clip that they use in safety films at the television company. So it is, and it's all, everyone laughs at it. It's Jim Bowen, Lionel Blair and Cheggers, and they've got Bobby Davro in some stocks. He's got his head and his arms in, right? Have a look at this. Pulled his trousers down.
That's a sex assault.
Watch. He's about 2 foot in the air.
Good old Chequers, straight in
Chequers
there.
Chequers is great. I love Chequers. Falls, he's about foot in the air, standing on a block, locked into a thing, and he falls forward. And of course, he can't.
Straight onto his face.
He can't stop it. Cannot stop it. Boom.
God. And that's heavy. That was heavy, that as well.
Horrible. I mean, and I've watched that, and I'm going to be honest, I've laughed at that. And I think now, God, you laughed at that? That's horrific, man. That's horrific. Just being honest, you know, it's. He's lucky he's not got brain damage. Where is Bobby Davro these days? What is Bobby Davro doing these days?
I don't know.
He's still alive, isn't he, Davro?
Yeah.
Can we get Davro on the show?
I bet we can.
Let's get Davro on the show. You know, another one of those people that was a huge star. Let's see if we can get Davro on the show. Maybe we'll go and see him at a theatre somewhere and interview him over tea or something. That'd be nice. Let's get Bobby Davro on. It's an incredible, incredible clip.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.